Welcome to Treasures of Truth, a daily broadcast Monday through Friday where we encourage you to listen in wherever you're at and hear the Word of God and the truth preached. Treasures of Truth is a ministry of Treasure Valley Baptist Church in Meridian, Idaho. And this week we're airing a message entitled Relation Between Justification and Regeneration. If you would like to hear this message again or any other messages from Treasure Valley Baptist Church, please stay tuned until the end of today's program for more information. And now your host, Pastor Rick DeMichael.
Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. Watch this next phrase. By the washing of what? Regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Before we were saved, we had a dead spirit. A live body, but a dead spirit. The Spirit of God came in and indwells us. Like Jesus told Nicodemus in John chapter 3, ye must be born again. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. The Spirit of God comes and lives inside of us, and it is the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Now, the president is resident inside of us. He is inside of us. Justification takes place in God's courtroom. Regeneration takes place right here. The Spirit of God comes and resides in us, and he regenerates us. He regenerates us. The word that's probably most often used in our modern culture that resembles this word regeneration is recreation, right? People like recreation. Think of the word re-what? Create. We're going to go on vacation, we're going to have some recreation. And I understand what's implied, but folks, when we look at regeneration, it's something that's real. That takes place inside of us. And whereas we had a dead spirit, now we have a live spirit. Where is that? There was no God in our life to speak of. He now lives inside of us in the person of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus, in John chapter 3, speaking to a man, Nicodemus, who was religious, who if any man would have had a right to think himself good enough to be justified before God by his own works, it would have been this man right here. But Jesus didn't hesitate to tell him that he needed to be born again. He needed to be regenerated. And he said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. He needed a new birth. Nicodemus was outwardly righteous, but inwardly, there was this great void, a dead spirit, and all of this sin. Oh, folks, we can paint it up on the outside, but God knows what our hearts are really all about. He was saying to Nicodemus, he was saying, your experience does not line up, Nicodemus. It doesn't line up. The evidence is not there that you're truly saved. You're lost, Nicodemus. You're lost. You need to be born again. Let's go back to Titus chapter 3. And let's watch Titus tie these two doctrines back together. Just the way Paul did in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Justification and regeneration. Someone once said, you can't cure a blind man by increasing the light. You can't create light by expelling the darkness. You know how we got light in this building this morning? Believe it or not, even though it's light outside and we've got windows, during the day you come in here when all these lights are off, it's pretty dark in here. We don't come in here and try to sweep the darkness out, vacuum the darkness out. What? We turn lights on and it dispels the darkness, doesn't it? Isn't that amazing? flip all these lights off, and all of a sudden it's dark. Flipping back on, and it's light. How did that happen? Those things are called lights, not dark suckers. God doesn't say, clean up your life, be a good person, change it all, get all that darkness out of there. No, what does God do? God shines the light into our lives. He says, get rid of that old building. I'm going to build something completely new here. Just give me the property. Give me the site. I'll show what I can build. Look at Titus chapter 3. In this portion of scripture we just looked at from verses 3 through 7. Verses 3 through 7. Being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Now look at verse 8. This is a faithful saying, that these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God, they put their faith in Christ, they've been justified by faith, might be careful to maintain what? Good works. There's the new creature in Christ. These things are good and profitable unto men. Take your Bibles and turn to 2 Peter chapter 1. And Peter talks about the divine nature. The divine nature. 2 Peter chapter 1. We get justified in God's courtroom. We get regenerated inside of these bodies. And things change. We become new creatures in Christ. One eminent Russian Christian in church history put it this way. He said, 5 years ago, faith came to me. I believed in the doctrine of Jesus, and all my life was suddenly changed. I ceased to desire that which previously I had desired. And on the other hand, I took to desiring what I had never desired before. That which formerly used to appear good in my eyes appeared evil, and that which used to appear evil appeared good. You know what that's evidence of? A changed life. And that's what the Lord does. 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Folks, God didn't just give you a ticket to go to heaven and then say, okay, just be on your way. I'm done with you. No, you know what? Getting saved is just the start. Getting saved is just the start. He has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. All things that pertain unto life. All things that pertain unto godliness. I got saved. I was almost just shy of 18 years old. I am now 60 years old. And he is continuing to give me all things that pertain unto life and unto godliness. And he will continue to until I get to heaven. And so will he do with you. Look back on your life since you were saved. Maybe you've been saved for 5 weeks or 5 months or 5 years. Maybe you've been saved for 50 years. But in that time, he didn't just give you a ticket and say, hang on to that. And when you die, you're going to need this so you can get into heaven. No. No, we become new creatures in Christ. We become regenerated. And he gives us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory. Look at that last word. And what? Virtue. Glory and virtue. I don't think this morning that if all of us were still where we were when Christ found us, that we'd be together this morning. Brother Doe, do you think you and I'd be hanging out? Brother Aldridge, you think you and I'd be hanging out? Huh? I know sometimes Christians can be stinkers. Amen? They can be boogers. But you should have seen me before I got saved. I cringe to think about it. I cringe to think about if I hadn't gotten saved right at 18 years old, what the last 42 years would have produced in my life and who I'd be now. I got into it with a guy one time. My favorite hobby is I play hockey. I play goaltender. And a guy was just kept getting in front of me, trying to screen me, a guy from the other team, standing right near the crease, my spot, my territory, my man cave on the ice, however you want to look at it. And I just kind of give him a shove. That says move. And then when that doesn't work, there's some things I do with my big, heavy goalie stick that indicate the same thing. But he wasn't getting the idea. And I really wanted to see the puck. Because if you can't see the puck, you can't stop the puck. So finally, I did a couple of things that really got his attention. You say, what were they? None of your business. They have nothing to do with the divine nature. Don't misunderstand, I didn't say any bad words. I just applied the stick in a few places that helped him understand. And he turned and he looked at me. And he got all indignant. He said, I thought you were a preacher. I said, you're lucky I am. Or I would have done worse. I said, move. Folks, we're not all that we'd like to be. We're not all that we're gonna be. But we're a whole lot better than we would have been had God not saved us in Jesus Christ.
We want to thank you for joining us today for Treasures of Truth, and it is our hope and prayer that today's program was truly a blessing to you. You've been listening to a message entitled Relation Between Justification and Regeneration by Pastor Rick DeMichael. We heard in today's message that we need the righteousness of God to get to heaven, and the only way to get it is through Christ. If you're listening here today and you are not saved or are unsure about your salvation and want to be with Christ up in heaven one day and experience the magnificence of God Himself, then we encourage you to contact the offices of Treasure Valley Baptist Church at 208-888-4545. That's 208-888-4545. As mentioned at the beginning of this broadcast, if you would like to hear this or any other message from Treasure Valley Baptist Church, please feel free to visit our website at tvbc.org for more information. We also invite you to join our live streams on Facebook and YouTube for weekly encouraging messages. And if you just so happen to be in the area, we have a bookstore that is open to the public on Tuesdays from 10:30 to 4:30 and Wednesdays from 8:30 to 4:30. Treasures of Truth is a ministry of Treasure Valley Baptist Church in Meridian, Idaho, and we would love for you to come and join us for our weekly services. They begin with Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., followed by the morning service at 10:45, a Sunday evening service at 5:45 p.m., and our midweek service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our services have nurseries available for young children, as well as interactive and exciting groups for all ages, including junior high, high school, and even college age groups. Thank you for listening to Treasures of Truth, a ministry of Treasure Valley Baptist Church, and may God bless you in the coming days and weeks ahead.